From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish in Culver City, California.
And I'm Melissa Block in Washington, D.C. It is Election Day across the country, and results are coming in as polls close. In New Jersey, Republican Governor Chris Christie has easily won re-election, which will further bolster any presidential aspirations he may harbor. But in Virginia, in a widely watched race between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Ken Cuccinelli, a bit of a surprise. So far, the race remains too close to call, more than 2 hours after the polls closed. Cuccinelli had been considered an underdog based on pre-election polling. Joining us to talk about these races and others is NPR digital political editor Charlie Mattesian. And Charlie, let's go first and talk about Virginia. This is a race where the attorney general, the Republican Ken Cuccinelli, is making quite a showing where people thought he wouldn't, but we should put a caveat on there in terms of which precincts haven't yet reported.
Right. It's really the big surprise of the evening in Virginia. I think most people expected, given the polling over the last couple months where Terry McAuliffe was in the lead, most people thought that Republican prospects were really grim in Virginia. And the question wasn't could Ken Cuccinelli keep it close or win, but whether there would be a Democratic sweep of all the top offices on the ticket. And so for this moment in the evening, with more than two-thirds of the vote in, for Cuccinelli to have even a slight lead is pretty surprising. But of course, as you noted, what's really important to keep in mind is that there are some very important Democratic areas, particularly in Northern Virginia, among other places, that haven't reported yet.
And those would be areas that are typically Democratic strongholds, or at least that would tip in the Democrats' direction.
Exactly. And those are the kind of places that if you were a Democrat and you were biting your nails right now, you'd be looking to, hoping they're going to deliver for Terry McAuliffe.
Well, let's move on to New Jersey and Governor Chris Christie's big re-election win, which, as we mentioned, has big implications for his presidential hopes in 2016.
Right. No surprise there in New Jersey, where everyone, I think, expected that Governor Christie would win a pretty big win. I think it's hard to imagine a much better scenario for Governor Christie in New Jersey because he won a landslide victory. And just as important was the way he won. Not only did he win big, but he also won among some very important demographic groups that Republicans have struggled with in recent years, particularly in the 2008 presidential election. And I think it's going to enable Governor Christie to have a very compelling argument in 2016. About the kinds of new voters that he can attract to the party, and also about the way he was able to make Republicans compete in a very, very blue state like New Jersey.
And those groups that you're talking about, among whom he performed well, you're talking about women, blacks, Hispanics?
Yeah, and if you just take a look at the black vote in particular, it's pretty remarkable. Governor Christie, according to exit polls, won somewhere around 20%. Now, compare that to Virginia, where Ken Cuccinelli was winning probably somewhere around 6%, according to the exit polls. And then you compare that to how the 2008 presidential nominee, Mitt Romney, did. Mitt Romney only won 7% of the black vote. So depending on how things finish and how all the numbers play out at the end of the night, I mean, you could say that Governor Christie tripled the Republican vote with African Americans, and that's going to be part of the case he makes as a 2016 presidential candidate.
Charlie, I want to ask you about a runoff primary race in Alabama. It's a special election to fill a vacancy for Congress, and it's a race that's gotten some national attention because it puts on display the struggle for the soul of the GOP right now.
Exactly. And that is typically the kind of race that flies under the radar because it's a heavily Republican seat, and it's one that's all but certain to replace the old Republican congressman with a new one. So the likely outcome here won't change the balance of power in Congress. But in this case, the kind of Republican who wins the runoff makes a very, very big difference. Because on the one side, you've got an establishment-backed conservative named Bradley Byrne, and he's been the beneficiary of a late infusion of cash and support from House Republican leaders and also from the Chamber of Commerce. Now, on the other side, Byrne's opponent, Dean Young, hails from the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party. And that is a campaign that's powered by conservative grassroots energy since he's being badly outspent. And now, if he wins, I think it's notable that Dean Young has already said that he's not going to vote for John Boehner for Speaker. And so, you know, lots of folks have taken a look at this race and viewed it as sort of a microcosm of the forces that are at play in the Republican Party right now.
Okay, and again, just to recap the results in the governor's races so far in New Jersey, the Republican governor, Chris Christie, has handily won re-election in the closely watched race in Virginia for governor, still too close to call between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Ken Cuccinelli. Charlie Mattesian, NPR's national political editor, thanks so much.
Thanks, Melissa.